Bez Hashem, we continue in Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Chav Gimel, Shir number 40. Ben Yoina continues to bring Psukim to prove and to mechazik, to strengthen us, that humbling oneself is a chelik of Tshuva, and without it, you cannot do a complete Tshuva. Of course, there's a chelik of Tshuva, and that's also worth something, but it's not a complete Tshuva. He brings from the Navi Yoel, V'yoyel olav ha-sholem omar, perik beis, pasuk yud beis. V'gam ato nu'um Hashem, even now, gam ato nu'um Hashem, says Hashem, shuvu adai b'chol levavchem. Shuvu adai b'chol levavchem. Return to me b'chol levavchem, with all of your heart. U'v'tsoim u'v'chi u'v'mispeit. What should you do in order to return to me with all of your heart? B'chol levavchem. B'tzoyim, with fasting. B'chi, bechi, crying, weeping. B'mispeit, lamenting. Lamentations. Mispeit. What does it say afterwards, the next pasuk? Kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. Kiru levavchem, the Navi continues and says, rend your hearts, rip your hearts, kiru, cut, and not your garments, v'al, with an aleph, means not, and not your garments, and then do what? And then, v'shuvu, and return to Hashem. So after he says shuva di adai b'chol levavchem, after the Navi tells us, after Yoel HaNavi tells us shuvu adai b'chol levavchem, return to me with all of your heart, he repeats in the next pasuk and says chazar sheinis v'omar v'kiru levavchem. That if you want to do a proper shuva, you know what you have to do. What does it mean, kiru levavchem? Hi hachna. To rend your hearts means humility. You have to focus on being an anav. You have to work on being an anav. And he's going to explain, how do you do that? He will tell us the process of how to do a proper tshuva of incorporating humility. After a person has azivas achet, he stops doing avera. After a person has charata, he feels bad. We're not discussing the order of charata before aziva sachet or vice versa. And after he does vidui, we'll see now he can do all that and it still won't be a proper tshuva, a complete tshuva, unless he also has the hachna. Ki itachin asher shova odem mechol levavoy. V'ischarit v'ozav darkei hara. It's possible. It's possible, says Rabbeinu Yoina, that a person can return to Hashem with all of his heart. He does charata. He feels bad for what he did. He feels bad for Ozav, Darko, Hara. And he leaves behind. He stops doing the averis he did. Of course, he has to do vidui as well. No question about it. Now look at these words. V'oidenu Ram Levov, but he's still haughty. Ram Levov means he's a balgaiva, gvalev, he's still arrogant. V'ein shuvoso shlemo v'ladai hachna v'ashleflus, and he does not have a complete tshuva if he is lacking, if he is missing this character trait, this midah of humility and shiftless and loneliness. He could fulfill the other parts, aziva sachet charata vidoy, but it's not a tshuva shlema if he's still a bal gaiva. And he brings out the psukim from the Torah to bring out this point as well. Now listen to the instructions. How Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, how do you reach such a goal? How do you reach this goal of humility, of realizing I did a chait, I want to do tshuva, I want to incorporate hachna, humility, into my tshuva as well. V'daki milas hachna rabos. There are many, many different levels and degrees of a person humbling himself. Kashi yizbar b'shari anova b'ezes Hashem. The highest level. So we're told here, we should understand, it's a very high madrega, but we have to strive for it. But it's required. It's a high level, but it's required if a person wants to do a proper tshuva. Sheyagdil v'yadir avodas Hashem. A person should increase as much as possible in avodas Hashem, giving tzedakah, doing chesed, learning Torah, davening with kavana, everything he can do, thinking about other people, being mechazik anyone and everyone. And after he does his avodas Hashem, this is the key now. Val yachzik toiva la'atzmai. Don't pat yourself on the back to become arrogant with your accomplishments. Ki yiktan hakol be'enav kinegan mashu hu chayav b'avodas Hashem. A person should diminish in his mindset, in his eyes, everything he accomplished. How does a person do that? The Sefer Zeh Hashar explains the way a person accomplishes this is, imagine if you have a debt. Imagine you owe somebody $50,000. Yeah, imagine you owe someone $50,000. Hopefully it's just imagining. And you come, you knock on his door, he says, oh, hi, how are you? He says, great, I'd like to, start paying you back. So what do? You pull up $5. You give him $5 and you walk away. You owe the man $50,000. And you pull out $5. Now, the mashal is not even so good. Because the nimshal is, we owe Hashem everything. And the attitude should be, no matter what I do, no matter how much stock I give, no matter how much chesed and Torah I do and learn, that's my responsibility. No one ever became arrogant because he was breathing. No one ever became arrogant because he opened his eyes in the morning. Oh, look what I can do. I can see. Wonderful. Good for you. Baruch Hashem, you can see. It's a gift. Eyesight's a gift. The same way, he's not arrogant. He doesn't feel any haughtiness because he's breathing right now. He shouldn't feel any arrogance because he gave tzedakah, whether it's $5 or $5 million. That's his responsibility. That's his obligation. The more he has, whether it's money, whether it's koiches, whether it's intellect, he's here to serve Hashem with those koiches. Hashem gave it to him. Sheyagdil v'yadir avodas Hashem. Strengthen as much as possible in serving Hashem. Person leaves a shul, he takes his siddur, puts it back in the shelf. He takes five other siddurim, put it. You should always take other siddurim, other sfarim as well. Put away some other sfarim. People forget sometimes. We all forget. And after he leaves, he shouldn't do something great. That's what he's supposed to be doing. It's Hashem's house. Who's supposed to clean it up? Who's supposed to put it away? Of course, a person uses a safe, you put away the safer. Tuck the chairs in. Make Hashem's house look nice and beautiful. But after this, va'al yachzik toiv l'atzmai. That's our responsibility. It's everyone's responsibility. Ki yikten akol be'enov kinegen mashu chayv la'avoyis Hashem. Al kein yichna v'yavoyid b'hatzneya. Serve Hashem with humility. V'yachmoid kovid al ma'itzav ha'nichbodim. And he says in conclusion, don't desire and yearn for honor, for a person's behavior, for his actions. V'yavakish tiferes odom al po'olav ha'mufo'arim. He shouldn't search out and seek for acclaim and for praiseworthy of actions for his accomplishments. just the opposite, to try to conceal his actions as much as possible. Try to do batznei aleches m'shem akecha. Try to do things as much as you can in a humble, unassuming way that people don't even know what you're doing.